Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Welcome back to AP News Daily. Coming up today, Rivian testing R2 models. Model Y drove itself to customer, and Audi EVs get gaming. Plus, stay tuned, because later in the show, I'll tell you why one of your favorite old TV shows is coming back with an electric twist. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you're listening around the world. Welcome to EV News Daily, your trusted source of EV information. It's the weekend, Sunday 29th of June. I'm Martin Lee, and I go through every EV story so you don't have to. Thank you to everyone on Patreon who supports the show. You can sign up to any time of the month, by the way. It hasn't got to be like a first of the month billing kind of thing. It's the way the Patreon handles all of that side of it. And I get nearly all of your contribution as well, apart from some card processing fees. That's pretty normal, and it really helps me get this show on the air every day. For enthusiasts of those at the global EV industry and those working inside it as well, hopefully this is a useful thing that you listen to. Rivian kicks us off. The Rivian R2 validation and real-world testing is underway. Rivian's begun real-world validation for the new R2, preparing for full production plan for next year, according to a new blog post online at stories.rivian.com this weekend. This validation phase starts at Rivian's pilot production line. That's in California, where parts and assembly methods are tested to ensure they can be scaled. Rivian says that after leaving the pilot stage, R2 vehicles move into intensive testing at proving grounds and specialized test sites across the United States. The testing includes ongoing performance checks, durability, vehicle dynamics reviews, control evaluations, software validation, and examination of the ADAS system. The vehicles are tested comprehensively, from regular driving to extreme temperatures and aggressive driving scenarios. Engineers will collect detailed performance data from the tests to refine and finalize the R2 when it starts being made next year. A Tesla Model Y drove itself to a customer for delivery. Tesla recently shared footage online of their first home delivery with nobody inside. The video shows a Tesla Model Y driving itself from the Tesla Gigafactory in Austin, Texas, directly to a customer's home. For this demonstration, the Model Y used a special unreleased version of Tesla's FSD software, internally known as RoboTaxi software. After the delivery, Tesla switched the car's software back to its regular driver-supervised FSD. Immediately after leaving the Gigafactory, the Model Y faced residential streets, albeit most likely in an area around Tesla's factory, which have been mapped and have abundant data on already. On the freeway, the Model Y drove itself up to 71 miles an hour. Briefly, a Cybertruck drove alongside the Model Y to film it externally to confirm no one was inside. An internal camera view from the Model Y published showing the same. While the video doesn't capture reactions from other drivers, it clearly shows the car completed its journey without any human oversight. Tesla will report their Q2 production and delivery numbers this week, expected to once again be significantly down on the same period in 2024. So the timing of this, as well as the small robotaxi trial on a small mapped area of Austin, is providing some good news. Welcome relief, if you like. Some would call it a distraction, depending on which side of the Tesla fan fence you sit. Audi is next in the news, adding Air Console, an in-car gaming service, into new select models with Android infotainment systems. Owners of the new A6 e-tron and Q6 e-tron can install Air Console from the Audi application store. Audi hasn't confirmed availability for more EV models yet. The Air Console service includes popular games like Uno and Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and a version of Pictionary. Games can be played directly on the central infotainment touchscreen or a separate passenger display found in some Audi models. Passengers can scan a QR code to use their own device as a game controller, and Audi will provide a privacy feature to safely allow gaming if the vehicle is moving, a dynamic privacy screen. One of those things that you get on laptops on trains when you see somebody working on a confidential document. It means the driver can't see the screen during driving. Although Air Console currently offers more than 140 games, including popular titles like Overcooked, Audi has not said how many of them are going to be ported to the in-car version. Moving on, a new study by the Center for Solar Energy and Hydrogen Research in Germany shows that global EV sales grew by 30% in the last year. So cumulatively, the total EV car park on the planet is, they say, 55.8 million vehicles. For this study, an EV was defined as a plug-in vehicle. But still, 56 million plug-in vehicles on the planet. Good to know. Good to put a number on it. China remains the largest market, with 31.4 million EVs sold in total. That's more than half the global total, of course. United States, as a country, is second, 6.4 million plug-in vehicles there. Germany follows in third place at 2.6 million. The UK and France, around 2.1 million. Norway just surpassed a million EVs. And, of course, in Norway, nearly all of them are pure BEVs as well. Although total EV numbers increased, the growth rate from 23 to 24 slowed from additionally 14.2 million to 13.8. And that could be why I've seen headlines around saying, oh, the EV revolution is slowing down. And of course, I report on the numbers, they're all speeding up. Because if you look at globally, it is a massive success story because China is driving that. Europe is not far behind with big growth numbers. And okay, so yeah, North America is perhaps falling behind a little bit and we'll have some catch up to do later down the road because there's no doubt we're all going EV. Now, the electric AMG from Mercedes-Benz, the CLA prototype, has been spotted testing on the Nürburgring. Now, this is really interesting. A new Mercedes-Benz AMG prototype has been seen. This will replace the gas-powered AMG CLA 45. Much less camouflage than I've seen before. Some camo around the rear. Not surprising, there's a new active aero rear spoiler controlled electronically. Mercedes-AMG will offer two versions of it based on the CLA. And I think anyway, same 85 kilowatt hour pack, same 800 volt architecture. Probably all-wheel drive, you would think, rather than a single-motor setup for the really hot versions. And to keep the two-speed transmission. That's going to be a really interesting thing about the Mercedes-Benz CLA, or it is rather, because the vehicle is here now in some places. And so that's a two-speed transmission on the rear axle, balancing two ratios for both quick acceleration and efficient high-speed driving. For the top AMG version, combined motor output is going to be around 500 horsepower, perhaps 550. AMG might go with those lighter, more powerful axial flux motors from Yasa. They're going to be using those in some top-end Mercedes-Benz. Maybe this might not be the place that we see them. Maybe they'll be like a top rip-roaring version, because they're a little more expensive. This is new technology. Axial flux motors do offer clear advantages, though, in weight and performance. We see them in the Mercedes-Benz GTXX concept. I'll talk more about that at some point soon. The GTXX uses three axial flux motors for 1,300 horsepower. So back to the CLA, the AMG version. We know that the current European WLTP rating for the CLA 350 is up to 479 miles. That's a 500-mile EV. So for the really quick AMG version, obviously people are going to be cross-shopping, you know, BMW M3s. That's going electric soon. You know, Tesla Model 3 Performance. has long been the benchmark. That's WLTP'd at 328 miles. So I would think the CLA AMG, given that the regular one does 500 miles WLTP, could easily surpass Tesla on that. Now, the new 2026 model year of the GMC Sierra EV has a much lower price to get into it, at least $27,500 less than previously. In fact, almost $28,000. The previous Denali model, which was how to get into the vehicle, has, you know, improved features, but so does this new one as well. GMC introduced two trims, Elevation and AT4, and said the pricing makes the electric pickup highly competitive. And you can't disagree, because people do spend a lot of money on even on combustion trucks, and, you know, 60, 70, 100 grand seems a fabulous amount of money to me, but if you're buying a Sierra EV, of course the Denali edition is very special, but the base Elevation trim now starts at $64,500 compared to the old Denali's $92,300. There's also some really good lease deals, like $600 a month over 3 years on the Elevation trim. The lease does require $5,500 down at signing, though. Because these prices are now under the $80,000 federal limit, at least for now, both the Elevation and Denali trims could qualify for the federal tax credit. GM also provides some extra affordability through special deals for existing 2025 models if you'd like to have one of those. Battery range, by the way, either standard, extended, or max packs, up to 478 miles. But it is a big old battery that goes into that. But it will charge at 350 kilowatts and give you some decent range. Now, Ford has opened a new EV training facility called the Electric Vehicle Centre for Excellence at the Henry Ford Academy in Daventry, here in the UK. The academy opened 2 years ago to train dealership and technical staff. Ford Motor Company's chair and managing director Lisa Brankin attended the opening. This new EV training facility is an improvement on what they were doing there. The new centre is all part of Ford's electrification goals. On LinkedIn, she said, "The opening of this new EV centre is not just about new equipment or cutting-edge training. It's about our people," adding that the new facility focuses on employees, the technicians, apprentices, sales teams, and leaders from Ford dealerships across the country to make sure that customers get the very best experience as they move to electric vehicle driving. Okay, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we will talk about possibly Lotus shifting out of the UK and some good news from down under in terms of renewables and battery storage. Stick around, back in a mo.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Welcome back to the podcast. So if you'd like to support the show via Patreon, you're more than welcome to check out the Patreon page at patreon.com/evnewsdaily. If you don't like the ads in the free feed, I do need them, by the way, to pay my bills, and it's how we put the show on the air every single day. But the Patreon legends that helped me do this obviously contribute massively to allowing me to do this as a living these days and spread the good word about clean green transport all around the world to many people who hopefully enjoy learning about this amazing transition that we're doing. However, there are some people who aren't particularly enamoured with electric vehicles, and I think it's no secret now that we now know that the new direction of politics in the United States, at least for now, has been very aggressively anti-EV. Not just, well, we're no longer going to invest in EVs, but let's try and harm electric vehicles as much as possible. One of those was the idea that all the new EVs that the US Postal Service has taken delivery of should be scrapped and taken out of service for combustion versions. The US Postal Service's plan to go EV faces a legislative challenge. However, there's a recent ruling by the Senate parliamentarian Elizabeth McDonough deciding that changing the current electrification policy is possible, but would need a supermajority Senate vote. Now, this ruling complicates the attempts in Congress to reverse the mandates put in by the Biden administration. Under those mandates, the US Postal Service would buy 45,000 electric delivery vehicles to replace the old vans, which are frankly decades old, horrible places for the women and men of that service to work in. There's no air conditioning and just a horrible place to be. Whereas these new EVs, it's a much better working environment, and we should be striving, hopefully, to always improve things like the people that deliver our mail, not asking them to be breathing in combustion fumes all day. The US Postal Service has ordered 10,000 electric Ford Transit vans beyond the requirement, and so far they've got 7,200 electric vehicles and spent $500 million. On charging infrastructure, the Oshkosh Next Generation Delivery Vehicle is improving worker comfort and indeed safety as well. The US Postal Service vehicles run on set, predictable daily routes. That simplifies charging and infrastructure needs. Frequent stops are handled because of regen. Frankly, delivering the mail with electric power is a no-brainer, even if you hate EVs, which makes you wonder if some of these people have indeed got a brain, or whether they just so ideologically hateful of clean green transport, they just don't, for some reason, can't get a good night's sleep knowing that their mail is delivered on battery power. With the new supermajority rule requirement, future congressional debates may lead to more discussion and possibly new laws regarding the transition, but it won't be as easy as some hoped to force all those new EVs off the road. Now, Lotus is next in the news. Autocar claims Lotus management in China has informed the UK factory at Hethel, not far from where I grew up, by the way, that production will stop as company shifts manufacturing to US plants. The decision comes directly from Lotus's Chinese headquarters, according to a source cited by Autocar magazine, of course owned by parent company Geely. They could use production facilities at Volvo's factory in South Carolina, for instance. That facility has spare production capacity at the moment. In April this year, Lotus laid off 270 jobs at Hethel. Additionally, Autocar learned that Lotus's London Clerkenwell headquarters, recently opened at massive expense, they say, is going to be closed down. Well, Lotus initially expected to sell a lot of electric vehicles. There's the US tariff, 100% tariff on Chinese-made EVs, which has really put a spanner in those works. They had predicted an annual run of 150,000 Lotuses a year by 2028 from their new plant in Wuhan in China, ahead of their expected IPO in 2024. Those numbers clearly will not be hit. Now, we'll wait and see what Geely says about that. The way that Autocar has interpreted some of the comments made on the recent investor call, which is, you know, I think pretty clear, we're looking at production in the US. They didn't say we're closing down Hethel. And when they do, there is clearly going to be somewhat of a reaction, I would say, from UK government, from the local area. A lot of job loss. Lotus has been in Hethel for, I don't know, I haven't made notes on that, I want to say 60 years. Like I said, I grew up not far from it. I go, have driven past the factory gates, and Lotus in East Anglia, in Norfolk, holding a place dear to my heart, at least. But again, owned by the Chinese these days, they will do what they do. And I don't imagine that was how they wanted to announce that very controversial move. We'll see if Geely chip in on that and either confirm or deny it over the next 24 hours. Now, let's go to Australia. Next, and Wesfarmers has received a $100 million Aussie dollar loan from the Clean Energy Finance Corporation to boost renewables at their stores like Bunnings and Officeworks. And this will include solar and EV chargers. The loan has a 7-year repayment period with very favourable interest. The Australian retail sector contributes actually quite significantly to national emissions. It seems that everyone and their dog has solar panels and even some battery storage in Australia. But actually, the retail sector has been, I'm surprised to learn, very, very slow to adopt and is much further behind than domestic customers, which is surprising because retail businesses often have big box stores that have got, you know, big box roofs. You cover them in solar panels because, you know, Australia stole all of the sunshine from the rest of us. Wesfarmers subsidiaries Bunnings, Officeworks, WesCEF want to be net zero emissions by 2030, a key part of this, adding new EV chargers to their car parks. Two more stories. BP Pulse has opened a new EV charging station near San Francisco International Airport. This location's part of the ongoing partnership between BP Pulse and Hertz to build charging stations near US airports. According to a BP Pulse Facebook announcement this weekend, the new station has 12 ultra-fast charging bays, each up to 400 kilowatts. These chargers support both NACS and CCS. Photos show each charging tower has two sockets. If two vehicles charge simultaneously at one dispenser, each vehicle will obviously only take 200 kilowatts if they were both taking the same amount maximum. This hub is located about 3 miles from San Francisco International Airport. BP Pulse says its two main users will be rideshare drivers, airport EV rental customers, and local EV owners. And finally, for anyone like me who loved Scrap Heap Challenge back in the day, a fine, fine TV show, Robert Llewellyn is just a fine actor and TV presenter and just one of the most charismatic people to watch on TV. And it's no surprise that Fully Charged was the massive success that it continues to be. And, you know, obviously at some point he might want to slow down, do other things, possibly, if not slow down, at least to direct his energies somewhere else. But for now, fantastic whenever you see Robert Llewellyn cropping up. There is a new group of presenters on Fully Charged, which complement his talents, and one of those will be on a new show from that team. It's not called Scrap Heap Challenge, it's called Zap Heap Challenge, or maybe just Zap Heap. Firstly, I'm delighted to say that whoever owned the IP on this has given them the go-ahead, because it's not out of the ordinary in intellectual property and licensing circles for somebody to go, yo, you want to do a show called Zap Heap, which is the same as Scrap Heap, where the format's the same, two teams compete, blah, 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 in a Scrap Heap. No, we own that idea. It's going to cost you $1 million in, you know, proper Dr. Evil style. But, you know, I imagine that someone's very kindly said, yeah, of course we own the format for that and you are very welcome to use it. And so, or maybe they are having to pay for it, I don't know, but that's fantastic that revival of Scrap Heap Challenge is coming back, but titled Zap Heap. And a co-host, co-presenter, is going to be one of the most famous people on YouTube. It's not quite Mr. Beast, but not far behind is the engineer Colin Furze, who is, again, talk about a brilliant host, communicator, charismatic person, just engaging to watch. He's going to be joining Robert Llewellyn. Two teams will build a working EV from scrap materials with a 10-hour time limit. One team led by Richard Morgan from Electric Classic Cars. The other team, Anne Kloppenberg from New Electric, heads the other. The pilot episode films next month in July. Fully Charged presenters Imogen Bogle and Jack Scarlett will do the live updates from the team's secret work areas. And then the completed vehicles will go head-to-head and be tested in front of a live audience. That is brilliant news. Wow. Robert Llewellyn and Colin Furze sharing the screen. Sign me up. I can't wait to watch that. It'll be a YouTube show, obviously. And if there's any early access fee, maybe for patrons or something like that, I would gladly pay that and support their work. That is a brilliant, brilliant thing. That's your podcast for today. Thank you so much to our premium partners, Porsche of the Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, and Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, National Car Charging on the US mainland, and Aloha Charge in Hawaii, and Octopus Electroverse, global public charging made simple with one app and one map. Have a good one. See you tomorrow. And remember, there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.